Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
It's Saturday, March 11th. The watchword for the week has been from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life.
The Old Testament reading today is in Deuteronomy 11, 26 through 28. See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, that I am commanding you today, and the curse if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. The New Testament reading is from John 15:10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love.
Welcome to the Mission Cast. It's Jeff and Mim with you today. So as we walk according to God's ways, his commands, his ways bring life. And walking apart from God is to wander off the path and into sin and destruction. This idea of commands is interesting. You know, immediately I think of the Ten Commandments.
Which was filmed near us, by the way.
And sometimes jokingly people have referred to them as the Ten Suggestions. But that's not true. They're Ten Commandments. And they really function like a Magna Carta or a constitution for the people of Israel. This is an expression of God's character and his will of how his people should live. And people who live this way are set apart from other nations. And these commands are universal for God's children throughout the world. The first three deal with our relationship with our Lord, and the next seven deal with our relationship with our fellow human being, starting first with our parents. I thought it was interesting that a command in the Old Testament is like a directive. So it's an order, but it's also a directive. And I was thinking about what would I associate that with in my life. And we know that some things we're ordered to do, and so it's the issue of authority. But other things are more directives, like a doctor would give you. Like if you eat less and expend more calories than you consume, you'll lose weight. Or if you eat good and nutritious food and you exercise, get enough sleep and de-stress, one of the benefits of that over time is health. And so these directives are meant for your well-being. Or in the Hebrew, it would be like the shalom. So there's that sense that if you walk in these ways, in these commands, because they are based in goodness and truth and life, they produce life. There are over, from what I hear anyway, 613 commands in the Old Testament. I mean, how in the world could anyone keep all those commands?
It reminds me of China there. There were so many laws. There's no way that you can obey them all, so people didn't obey many of them.
Including you. I remember you loved to go swimming, and I would ask you, do you want to know what the sign says on the fence? And you would tell me, don't tell me. I thought about that for a long time, and I thought, well, maybe it's good if you don't know, then you can plead ignorance with the police if they ever came. So why are you disobeying the law here, the command in swimming where you should not be swimming?
It was my secret swimming hole, but the mayor also was swimming there, so I kind of felt like I was okay.
Well, just because other people are doing it doesn't make it always right. And of course, that's what the scripture says. The pathway to destruction is broad, and many travel on that pathway, but the path to eternal life is narrow, and narrow is the gate, and few that pass through it. The commands in the Old Testament are broken into three parts. The first part is more like the universal code, an expression of God's will for of how his people should live. Those are the Ten Commandments. The other two deal more with community living. And these, a lot of those can be found in the book of Leviticus. And one of my favorite ones that I discovered when I was teaching youth was ordinances or statutes or commands, directives, of where to go to the bathroom. You're supposed to go outside the camp to a directed place. And of course, that was for community health reasons. So everyone benefited if people obeyed that law.
And for some crazy reason, the youth really liked those verses. In fact, our son, one of the youth camps, I don't know how he got a hold of it, but got a hold of a toilet seat, and all the kids at camp signed it for a memory of that camp.
Yeah, and then the other set of commands are mostly based on ceremonial worship. So how do you enter into the presence of God? What kind of sacrifices should you make to atone for your sins? Or maybe there were different levels of offerings, sin offerings, fellowship offerings, and they all required different animals. They required different preparations. So there were a lot of laws of what to do and what not to do.
Well, I always fall back on Holy Spirit, show me the way. Because it's hard to follow them all and to know them all and remember them all. So it's like, Lord, please let the Holy Spirit bring it to mind and give me the strength to obey. And one of the things that is refreshing as a believer is how God continues to forgive us and give us a new start. And that's one of the things that is freeing with the law. We have grace. We have grace that covers it. But I do want to live with a blessing, and I want to avoid the curses. But we live in a broken and fallen world, so sometimes bad things happen to good people. We need to not feel like it's because we are disobeying the law that we're cursed. So I think there's a balance there. It's very tricky. I have a friend that has had a year like Job. Her name is Joan, and she started having blurry vision on July 1st, and by July 7th lost 90% of her sight. And she is a NICU physician, and she, all of a sudden couldn't, in a newlywed, and all of a sudden she couldn't drive, she couldn't read a computer, she can't read her phone. And she has also gotten shingles in her throat and in her mouth. COVID wreaked havoc on her gut. So she hasn't been able to eat, maintain weight. And then she just got kicked by her horse and it almost busted her femur. All within this short span of time. As one of her friends, I said, Joan, this is like Job, but I am a friend that is not going to ask you to curse God and die, but I'm going to ask you to praise God and live, even in the midst of this tough time.
Yeah, oftentimes we think everything is causal. You know, if you are walking with the Lord, then good things will happen for you. And if bad things are happening to you, then that must mean that you're not walking with the Lord. But that's not necessarily true. There's a lot of sin, corruption, and evil in this world, and things just happen. And in Romans chapter 5, Paul said, we can rejoice even in our sufferings because they produce endurance, and endurance, patience, and patience, character, and character produces hope because we are being conformed into the character and nature of Jesus Christ, who endured the cross, despised its shame for the joy set before him.
Well, this friend that I was telling you about, she has said one of the blessings of this tough time with her sight particularly is she feels like the veil between heaven and earth is thinner and she can see more of Jesus' face. She praises God for that.
That's amazing. Well, for all of us who are listening to the Ground Up Grace podcast, it's wonderful to be reminded daily that it's not by our own effort or strength that we enter into this state of grace with our Heavenly Father. It is a gift to be received by faith. Jesus kept the law for us and became sin for us. And as he was crucified on the cross, he became the atoning sacrifice that takes away the sin of the world. So we are all reconciled to the Father through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. Just need to receive it with grace and joy. And then we can live out of that grace in ways that we know are honoring of God and that are ways of life that bring blessing to others. This is a time and an era in our world where Christians need to join together in prayer. When one part of the body suffers, everyone suffers. And when one part of the body is honored, we are all honored.
I'd like to close with this prayer from the daily text. Holy provider of all we need, you set the table of blessing before us. You feed us with your abiding love. Thank you for giving us your guidance in difficult times. May we receive your power to do what you command. We want to forgive others as you have forgiven us. Help us to forgive others today. Amen.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.